From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
All right, we're on 880, headed toward, actually, we're in Oakland, passing the Coliseum, looking at the road conditions as the rain starts to fall this morning. A live report at the road conditions coming up next.
And that rain is going to start picking up as it sweeps from the south to the north this morning. If you're heading out the door within the next 15 minutes, you're going to want to stay tuned for this full forecast. Lots changing on that first alert Doppler.
And as Jess times that storm, I'm timing your commute this morning, and it is already getting busy at some of our Bay Area bridges. I'll tell you why coming up.
I feel like I'm always watching over my back to see if somebody, if I will like mess with the wrong people. I'm always careful about what I say.
Students fearful after the violence we've seen on Bay Area school campuses. The police shortage leading to even more concerns this morning. But first, we're taking a live look outside on this first alert weather day here in the Bay Area. We're looking out at the city right now. High winds and widespread rainfall is expected today. Our radar is actually very active already. And more power outages are possible, especially around the South Bay and Peninsula. PG&E says it used the break between our storms to trim those trees, get their equipment ready. But this all comes on the heels of last week's windstorm that we definitely all remember. We felt it too, when almost 300,000 customers were in the dark at one point. Now that everything seems to be back to normal, here we go once again. First alert meteorologist Jessica Birch tracking that storm for us. I mean, it looks like it's already here.
It is, in all force. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting because Amanda and I were just talking about it earlier. We show up around 3 a.m., and it wasn't that bad.
It was quiet.
It was quiet. It was mild. But trust me when I say it's going to look a lot different as we head into the next couple hours. The storm is really starting to pack a punch throughout the Bay Area, and starting off just in the Santa Clara Valley and all throughout the Santa Cruz Mountains, that's where we're seeing some of the heaviest storms already impact those local areas. Let's zoom in closer to home. Right now near Half Moon Bay, we're seeing some heavy storms sweep to the north too. That's also impacting the San Mateo area. It swept through Redwood City. And to be honest with you, these yellow pockets that you're seeing behind me, those are going to continue to really ramp up within the next couple hours. It's light right now, light drizzle near Vallejo, Santa Rosa, even all the way off in Annapolis. But pretty shortly, we're going to see a big change in the forecast heading into this afternoon. A high wind warning in effect for our coastal areas, a wind advisory for our inland areas with lingering showers into the evening hours tonight. Let's talk about the winds a little bit more, though, because they're going to start kicking up as we head into this afternoon. This is around 8:30 this morning, a direct west wind that actually starts shifting just a little bit from the south as we head all the way into the afternoon hours. We can see wind gusts anywhere up to around 50, even 60 miles per hour along the coast at times. And this is all due to low pressure just offshore. Basically, the science behind this major storm that's giving us a lot of issues this morning is low pressure is circulating just off the San Francisco coastline. That continues to ramp up as we head into the afternoon hours. It almost looks like the eye of a hurricane, just with significantly less impactful winds. And to add to that, we're going to talk more about how long it's going to last coming up. But for now, over to you, G.
All right, Jessica, thank you. Yeah, this morning when we left for work, it felt like the calm before the storm, but now we're starting to see that wet weather settle in some parts of the bay, so be extra careful on the freeways this morning. I'm going to start with a live look at the Bay Bridge, and metering lights were turned on right around just before 6 this morning, and just like that, like clockwork, it is backing up and backing up quickly this morning for anyone heading into San Francisco. So if you're getting an earlier start to your commute, probably a good thing through the East Bay right now because we're not seeing a ton of that wet weather just yet, but that's likely different along the peninsula. As Jess just mentioned, Half Moon Bay is getting some of that wet weather right now. So just be extra careful on the freeways. Let's get a look at the San Mateo Bridge here. If you're traveling off of 880, heading towards the San Mateo Bridge, so far traffic is moving at the limit with no issues. Now, we do have a crash for anyone commuting, super commuters, towards the Dublin Interchange. Heads up westbound 580, right at 680. There is a crash. They just cleared it out of the right lane over to the right shoulder. So it looks like travel times are easing up just a little bit as you travel through there. Well, yeah. Yes, today is a first alert weather day, so just be extra careful on the freeways, especially when those winds really start kicking up this morning. You never know how slippery it's going to get out there, especially if you don't know if you can, how your vehicle can actually handle it. So let's get a live look this morning. We are tracking your commute on I-880 this morning. This is northbound as you work your way near Oakland, and Justin Andrews actually in Mobile 5 this morning checking on conditions on the roadway. So Justin, what are you seeing on the roadways? We saw a few raindrops earlier through there.
Yes, it is still raining. It is a few raindrops this morning, but nothing heavy, at least at this point. You saw our windshield wiper just go there. But we have been seeing traffic pick up, obviously, because we know people are jumpstarting their morning commute this morning. As you said, we're on northbound 880, approaching downtown Oakland this morning. And again, roads seem to be dry at this point. The rain, like I said, has been very hit and miss, so it's not accumulating on the roads just yet. But we have been monitoring these road conditions. People are going at normal speeds this morning. We haven't had to press on our brakes too often, but traffic is picking up, and that's also a concern, because when traffic picks up, you add the rain, that could mean some traffic troubles as you start your morning commute. But as of right now, we're not seeing any major issues out here on the roadways this morning. So yeah, we're going to keep tracking the conditions and give you updates throughout the morning, G.
Yeah, just before I let you go, you know, a big problem along 880 has been the potholes. I know most lanes are open with no issues. Have you guys noticed anything, any damage to the roadways from any of the previous storms?
Well, obviously the roads have been pretty bumpy here on 880. But it's one of those things where, you know, I'm not sure if those potholes are from the last storm or just potholes has been there for a while. But we have noticed some potholes on the roads, and that's something we've been pretty much seeing throughout the Bay Area with all of that rainfall that we've been seeing. We obviously know that messes with our roads and our streets, and if I'm not mistaken, I do believe crews have been working to repair some of those as well. But there are still some potholes on the roads as well, so you might want to be careful, not only avoiding those raindrops, but avoiding some potholes in the roads. We don't want your tires to become damaged because of that. So watch out for those as well, G. Good question, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. We've seen a lot of that happening because of these storms. All right, Justin, thank you. Drive safe. And don't forget to stay with CBS News Bay Area as we continue to monitor the impacts of our latest storms. Join us on air, online, and always streaming on the CBS News app. Amanda.
Well, we've been covering more incidents of student violence on Bay Area school campuses, and now students are getting into after-school brawls at one San Francisco mall. Some of them even caught on camera. So a warning to you before we air this, the video we are about to air is difficult to watch. All right, so this cell phone video was taken inside a Target where students targeted a security guard, punching and kicking him right in the middle of the store. Well, this was one of two big brawls that just happened at Stonestown Galleria. The other one happened in the food court. One high school freshman told Our Betty Yu this kind of violence is nothing new.
Cell phone video shows a mob of young people repeatedly kicking and beating someone on the ground in the Stonestown food court Friday, as many watched. After a brief break, attackers continued to kick and stomp on the victim. Friday's violence was not isolated. On Wednesday, this fight broke out at Target, where a mall security guard can be seen right in the middle of the chaos.
I feel like I am always watching over my back to see if I will mess with the wrong people. I'm always careful about what I say. If I know that they're friends with the people that are involved in those things, I guard what I say. I don't really feel safe at school.
Washington High freshman Dominica Martinez said Stonestown is the go-to hangout spot for students after school. In fact, she was here Friday after this mob attack at Target. Video shows one student picking up the victim and slamming him to the ground.
I did see the police talking to the kids in the video that you showed me, and they were, the fact is, like, it didn't even look like they regretted it, because it's obviously going to happen again, because they were messing around and they threw a bottle of milk at me and my mom when we were walking by.
SFPD did not say if they detained anyone, only that they're stepping up patrols at the mall. But the department is more than 500 officers short and only has about 7 patrol officers in the Taravao Police District on any given night. Supervisor Asha Safai explained the shortage.
One, we have not supported our officers in the city. There's been a culture of blaming officers more so than anything else. But at the end of the day, they don't feel welcome in San Francisco. Secondly, we've underfunded the department.
Dominica says she sees similar fights on or around campus weekly.
And it starts early in middle school. Like, the middle schools around here used to be a lot safer back when I was starting in sixth grade, but it just became so violent by the end. We don't really have enough staff to prevent the fights or to help the kids out.
SFPD is using overtime to fill the shortfall, but the district stations are still short officers. Let's take a look at our other top stories this morning. CBS News has learned former President Trump is not expected to be indicted today, despite saying he would be on social media. Preparations are underway to seal off Manhattan criminal court, protecting those inside from potential protests if and when an arrest does happen. A grand jury is investigating whether Trump falsified business records linked to a hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels. We'll have more on this in our next half hour. Jared Hill, live from New York. Six people affiliated with the far-right militia group, the Oath Keepers, have been convicted on various charges related to the January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol. Four defendants were charged with conspiracy and obstruction, and two others were acquitted from more serious charges, but were found guilty on entering and remaining on Capitol grounds. Right now, a little south of us, Los Angeles public school teachers and other workers are on a three-day strike, shutting down the nation's second-largest school system. The superintendent says meals will be provided for any of the 420,000 students who need them as negotiations with the labor union continue. Custodians, special education aides, and other support staff want a 30% pay increase, more staffing, and more hours for part-time workers. That's a look at your top